animals, they actually changed after the flood.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America. Well, Ken, what sort of changes are you referring to about the animals after Noah's flood?
Well, first of all, think back to the world before sin. It must have been a beautiful place, no death or disease. Adam and Eve wouldn't have been frightened of the animals, and the animals wouldn't have feared them either. They were all vegetarian. And as the Bible states, and as we depict in our large museum exhibit, everything was very good. But because of sin, things started to change. By the time of Noah's flood, people had rebelled against God, and lots of changes were now occurring. The animals, however, must not have feared man as they do today, because the representatives of each kind went on board the ark. And at the end of the flood, the Bible says, "And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moves upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered." You see, God changed the behavior of the animals. From now on, they would fear man. Sin really has disrupted this once perfect world. And what a sobering reminder that is to all of us.
Is it possible that the earth has existed for millions of years before Adam and Eve appeared? It's not only an important scientific question, but a theological one as well. Discover how when you read our booklets on the young age of the earth on our website, answersradio.com.